It is the 26th of January, a Thursday. That means Jody Beznoska, Vice President of Communications of Walton Arts Center, is with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio on what at least has started out as kind of a rainy, dreary Thursday.
Yeah. Hopefully it will clear up.
It's supposed to.
Yeah. Could never live in Seattle.
No. Although I will tell you that I've probably been in Seattle like 8 or 9 days of my entire life, mm-hmm. and I haven't seen a cloud yet there. So I think they might be just...
They just sort of make it up.
Mm-hmm.
Keep everybody out.
Well, you don't want people to keep people out from Walton Arts Center.
No, definitely not. We've got a really, really busy month coming up. It starts on this coming Saturday with Lewis Black, the comedian. That is an 8 o'clock show. As we've been mentioning for the past few weeks, that show doesn't have any tickets available right now. So what you need to do if you really want to see Lewis Black is come down to the Arts Center and get on the standby list. And if tickets, you know, come available at the last minute or if some tickets get turned back, we will try as hard as we can mm-hmm. to get you in. Also want to give everybody a word of caution about scalpers. That's something we don't deal with very much here in the region, but for some of these shows that are sold out for a long time, it's generally a little bit dangerous if you buy tickets to a show that is not at the Walton Arts Center website.
You might get a counterfeit ticket, or you might just not even ever get the ticket.
Either of those have happened. Mm. We're lucky in that doesn't happen too much in this market, but when it comes to sold out shows, I know people are looking for secondary ticket sites. And, you know, StubHub is usually okay, but if you're going beyond that, it's a little bit, you're taking a chance because mm-hmm. a lot of these places will actually sell that same ticket 2 or 3 times.
Oh.
Yeah, and so then you have this horrible situation
Confusion.
Where people show up and 3 people have tickets for the same seat. So the only place to get tickets for Walton Arts Center shows should be waltonartscenter.org.
Or your trusted neighbor who can't make it.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. But on a happier note, yes. Lewis Black, again, that's 8 p.m. on the 28th. That's the last show in January for us. And then we move into February. Next weekend is very busy at Walton Arts Center. And it starts on the 2nd of February. That's a Thursday. That morning, we will have 2 masterclasses with the Mark Morris Dance Group. And this is something that we do as much as we possibly can at Walton Arts Center. When we get a visiting company like the Mark Morris Group, they love to teach. Mm-hmm. And they love to get out into the community and work with people in the dance world. So they're offering 2 different masterclasses. They both are at the same time. One is at 11 a.m., and it's at the University in the Hyper Building. And that is for dancers, people with dance experience, probably at least 1 or 2 years of dance experience. And that's you can get tickets and reservations for that at our website. And then the other one that we have at 11 o'clock, which I just think is so fascinating, Mark Morris Dance Company likes to do outreach and likes to work with the Parkinson's community. So they're going to be doing a masterclass in Star Theater at Walton Arts Center for people with Parkinson's.
Amazing.
Which is just such a great thing. It basically gets into how movement can help you manage the symptoms of that disease. And that is, I love it when I hear about dance companies that cross over like that. That is an 11 o'clock masterclass. You can't register for that at Walton Arts Center. You need to call 646-450-3373 to do that. And that's before they even do their show.
Right.
Then they will have a performance at 7 p.m. that evening. That's Thursday evening the 2nd. There will be a 6 p.m. creative conversation prior to the show. Creative conversation is free and open to anyone. I think it's in Star Theater, or it could be on stage, one or the other. And then the show is at 7, and the tickets for this are only $10.
Part of the 10x10 series, yeah.
10x10 art series. So that's just Thursday night. Then on Friday night...
Now, this is all next week.
Next weekend.
Not this weekend,
correct.
But next weekend.
Next weekend. Friday the 3rd, we will have the Time for 3 musical group. That's an 8 p.m. performance with a 7 p.m. creative conversation. These guys are young, classically trained musicians who have crossed over into every musical genre you could imagine. They play bluegrass, country, pop, whatever. They play it all. And the story of how they came together is pretty interesting. They used to just jam together, and then 2 of them were playing with the Philadelphia Orchestra at the Mann Center mm-hmm. about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe longer, and the lights went out. And there was no music. They were supposed to be having a concert. So while the crew was trying to fix the lights, 2 of these guys from Time for 3 got up on stage and did a jam session, and the crowd went crazy. And that was sort of the genesis of this new group. They're also going to be doing outreach. They're going to be going to the Bentonville High School and the Rogers High School and talking to literally hundreds of kids about their music and about, you know, how to continue to grow and stay strong with your music. So very excited about that. Their performance is the 3rd of February. That's a Friday, 8 o'clock performance.
10 by 10.
10 by 10, $10 tickets. Then we will move into Bring It On, the musical. Finally, it's almost here. That runs from February 7th through the 12th, 8 performances. This is a Broadway musical based on, loosely, the known movie Bring It On. It features real cheerleaders, including a Bentonville High School former cheerleader named Sheldon Tucker. And the stunts are to die for. They are just so exciting, and I think this is going to be a really good one. On the 9th, Theater Squared will begin their third show of the season.
That's correct,
Tigers
yes.
Be Still. And it will run through March 4th, so I'm sure we'll talk more about that.
And Tuesday night, I'll talk with several of the people involved in the production
at the Fayetteville Public Library.
Right.
That's right. On the 12th of February, I believe we will have another countdown conversation for the 10 by 10 art series at the library.
Yes.
It's a 2 p.m. free conversation, and I think the focus this time will be on taiko drumming.
Yes.
Yes, which will be fun. So that's on the 12th at the library, 2 p.m., free and open to the public. And then on the 16th, Loretta Lynn will be here at last.
Finally,
7 p.m. performance. There are still a few tickets left for that. So if you missed your chance to buy them, get them now. They're gonna definitely vanish quickly. And then on the 21st through the 26th, we will have Million Dollar Quartet in town. Cody Slaughter, who is from Harrison, Arkansas, he is an award-winning Elvis impersonator, and he is in his first theatrical performance with Million Dollar Quartet. And we're really delighted. I think it's going to be really neat for him to come back to Arkansas and to be performing for this community.
And we're going to hear from him on Ozarks at Large sometime next week.
Yes, it's really great. Million Dollar Quartet, I can't wait to see what this area of the country does with this show. I think they're going to love it. Mm-hmm. That's the 21st of February through the 26th. And then the last show in February, I believe, is Tao Art of the Drum, which is the also on our 10 by 10 art series. And this will feature those loud, wonderful, incredibly athletic performances of taiko drumming.
If you love percussion, this is Nirvana.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, you sit there and you marvel at the sound, but you also marvel at the athleticism of the performers. I mean, they clearly are not just gently banging on a drum here. They're really skilled, very highly trained to do that work. So that will be on the 28th of February. That's a 7:30 show. That we should have a 6:30 creative conversation for that as well.
All right. Everything we've talked about.
Everything we talked about you can learn about on our website at waltonartscenter.org, or you can call us at the box office, 443-5600, or you can stop down and see us at the Arts Center. And we're putting up a new exhibition in the gallery. So next week we will have our opening the same night as Mark Morris.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Joey.
Thank you.